Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Today, Bridget Griffin shared a video of her daily yoga routine, two self-help articles, and her new blog called Build Your Inner Bridge with Bridge. Girl, your sharing has turned into oversharing. No worries, Bridge. Geico has some info worth sharing with your 7 blog followers, like how you could save money on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim just by visiting geico.com. How's that for building your inner bridge? Bridge, Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Welcome to AMC Press & Co. We welcome you whether you're on planet Mars. This means aliens can hear us. Brilliant. We wondered where those came from. We were all talking about it in the office. Short notes. Very quickly before we begin, we are an affiliate of Blog Talk Radio Network. We would like to express the views and opinions of the hosts are not shared with any affiliates or sponsors. Your discretion is advised.
Yes.
Hello, Mr. Red Hood.
Hello, Mr. Black. How are you?
I'm jolly good. How about you?
Pretty good. And we're in Brunei, hopefully. And hopefully around the world. Hello, Alison, who has just come in from out of the cold. And is Johnny in?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I guess and we're all here. Good. Thank God, that's a first.
Shut up.
Whatever. Anyway, welcome if you're tuning in. And if
there was a storm, we understand. We got hit by one the other day. So.
Yes. If there's a storm... Yeah, we understand that the storm is named Jonas, and 1,000 Mormons are killing themselves right now.
Don't mind the loud noise in the background. We have no idea what's going on.
We have no clue what's going on. All
right.
But we do know that this is episode 538. Wow, that's perfect. Entitled Hashtag Smalls and Acceptance. Well, why do we do this? It's kind of because of what we do. The fact is that this just in, if you're not already aware of this thing went viral. There's a dancing barista named exam, I believe, and he's getting some hits. He's getting some hits because it's called the Dancing Barista at Starbucks. And
autistic child.
Well, the autistic Starbucks guy. Yeah. And it's rather awesome to see somebody get a giant, massive, sweeping hit of publicity for doing absolutely what he's supposed to be doing, which is not so good if your case is, if your case lands in the Supreme Court because of the fact that, you wanted to use a guide dog at your school, and
right.
your school said, no, we're not going to actually pick up your guide dog. Instead, we're going to fight this all the way to the Supreme Court or
Why?
The family.
Because we are named after Napoleon Bonaparte.
No, this town is named after Napoleon Bonaparte.
That's what I was referring to, Red Hood.
Yes, absolutely. But
which is pretty unfortunate if that's with what is going on for this girl. I think if she needs it, make sure she can get it.
Exactly.
Or else she won't be able to do anything.
Exactly.
I mean,
which is not something that you want to do.
Right. And the thing is also,
just bite the bullet and let them have the dog.
Yeah, and I remember that basically we reported on the story last year.
Yeah.
So this was the story similar to this.
No, it was the story.
Yeah.
But it
wow.
never
That's a really
went
long-reaching story,
this.
Isn't it?
Yeah. It's sad. You don't expect to see this sort of thing.
But yet, you know, there was a petition last fall to hear the case, and rather than accept or decline the case, the High Court, as of this week, said that the U.S. Solicitor General to provide federal government viewpoints before the court decides whether to hear the matter or first. I honestly think even if it was solved in the lower courts, they couldn't have. ADA only will extend thus far, but it is a resource for people with disabilities, but it doesn't. It allows individuals to seek damages, but the IDA, Individual Disabilities and Education Act, does not. So, I guess, you know, the thing is that Fry is independently sued the Napoleon School District now.
It's good reason.
We can make a slight joke here and say that they sued the Napoleon School District for existing on an island in exile. But that wouldn't be the case. We sued the Napoleon School District because of the fact that really what they did was not right in not allowing her service dog to enter the school.
Exactly.
I mean,
never right.
It's never right. And this is in 2012, so it's been 5 years.
And
right.
And she got the dog when she was at the age of...
Five, I think it said.
Yeah.
Five. So, in 5, 6... She's 10
and
right
she
now.
Has, yeah.
I don't get, personally, is why you just didn't say, yes in the first place, because it's either you want to discriminate against people with disabilities, and which we do fight back on a regular basis.
By the way, we don't fight violently, but if we're threatened, we will fight back.
Absolutely. Without a doubt.
Especially when you insult family and friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. when you insult anybody, I think that the anybody who is special in special classes, special ed, disabled, or anything within this realm, it's a service thing. It's not a thing of it shouldn't have been come down to this.
Right.
It really shouldn't have.
No, it shouldn't have, because of the fact that it shows to me that you people, obviously these people are from the South and have no idea.
Actually, they're from Flint, Michigan. Oh, they're from Michigan, sorry.
Okay, so they're northern rednecks then.
Well,
or they just don't care what goes on.
Obviously. Well, what do you expect from a bunch of inbred rednecks?
But yet, the thing is that the Obama administration has done more for people with disabilities than anybody since the Roosevelts. But at the same time, this family has suffered emotional distress of epic proportions.
Yeah.
That shouldn't have happened.
Exactly. It shouldn't have.
And plus, the dog is very cute.
It's a Labradoodle, dude. What do you expect?
Very, very cute.
Labradoodles are adorable.
If you want to view the PDF, they now have it's on the SCOTUS blog as well.
And it's absolutely adorable.
Well, the SCOTUS blog isn't adorable. The Labradoodle is adorable.
Yeah.
I
thought that's what you were talking about. I'm sorry.
No.
Whoops.
They have the entire file on the internet at scotusblog.com.
Mm-hmm.
All you should search up is the testimony. And
this just in. Sorry.
Yes.
Redwood, breaking. Rangers just beat the Buffalo Sabres 6-3.
So,
yay.
So, the fact that it's all down to that her elementary school refused permission for Wonder,
shut up.
Which is the dog's name, to accompany her at school, and there was already an IEP in place.
Right.
Which
when there's, you're gonna say, Allison? Sure.
Wouldn't that also be a violation if they specifically have that she needs the dog in the IEP?
Yep.
Absolutely.
Potential violation.
No, it would be a violation because prohibits the discrimination based on disability, any program or activity receiving federal financial assistance. And the Michigan Persons with Disability Rights Act.
Why am I surprised?
So, the thing is that it's been going on for 5 years. Just give them compensation, give them the compensation of money that, you know, they've done or they've earned, and let this go, and allow the Labradoodle to come in. I mean, is the administration really afraid of poo shit on the ground? You know? Or are they afraid of the dog disrupting the classes? Or are they afraid that it's going to get too freaking cute to have a dog that helps the person actually learn?
If that was the case, then I would definitely slap them.
Either way, it could have been relieved. I mean, even in the case file,
right.
I mean, it could have been relieved, but yet the seeking money damages and a remedy unavailable under the IDEA Act rather than injunction that does not itself excuse the exhaustion requirement.
Just so they could have allowed the dog to come in there and everything would have been done.
Been hunky-dory.
Yeah. But they're not. Obviously, they weren't thinking.
Nope. They never do.
But yet the interesting thing is that people never think at the stage of the game. They don't think in normal terms. They will always think in legal terms, which is quite sad.
Mm-hmm.
Of course not.
That they'll think in legal terms, and then they'll say, oh yeah, what can we do to harm this person further and piss off society in general.
Yep.
What can we do, and how can we not remedy anything? And not have the case heard, but then also say, oh, we're then just going to dismiss you. It doesn't make sense. They're trying to throw a case out and now it's being brought up to the Supreme Court. Good for it.
Yeah.
What do you say, Allison, Johnny? What do you guys say?
I say allow her to get the dog in the classroom. It's been
exactly.
too
That's
long.
That's what I say, too.
Yeah.
5 years without
allow
a dog.
Allow her to have what she needs. Yeah, then this shows how stupid you can be, too.
Yep.
It's not even that. It's, it is one of those things that you have, she's now 10.
Exactly.
Okay, at 10 years old, when you have a disability, you're not usually collecting disability benefits. But
right.
If she does win this case with that money,
uh-huh.
okay, we don't know how much the money is. We don't care how much the money is. But I'm going to say this. She's going to have quite a trust fund. Because if they win outright and this case gets heard, a Supreme Judge, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, would not hear of it. Personally, it's going to fall to a Supreme Court judge, and if it's going to fall to anybody, it's going to be somebody who knows about disability law. And all of them know about disability. It's a matter of, is it strong enough to hold up in court like that?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
That's the
it's just stupidity at its best.
Oh yeah. I mean, it's
hysterical to see.
Yeah, because you're not gonna go. I guess you're not gonna go and say, you're not going to go and say, I'm going to sue the school district, go get this spot, and get this spot for nothing.
Yep.
Well, I mean, it's not even on the table.
It's just completely idiotic to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we can argue.
I mean, I can't even make a joke about that because I know for a fact I'm gonna look like an asshole. You know?
Right. And we're staying.
It's the point of going, what's actually right?
What's actually an asshole move?
Right.
But anyway, we should move on.
Yeah. Because
we did 20 minutes of that, and I want to get to this Justin Bieber thing, which, by the way, is hysterical.
Just wait. We've sussed out the news, we've picked up the news, and we've picked up probably the best news of the week, at least in that week.
Which, unfortunately, is not that much, but...
But it's a Monday night. It's a slow news night.
Exactly. We'll get to you on the news as well. Plus, of course, we're still kind of recovering from that oversized snowstorm.
That was
ridiculous.
Yeah, the snowstorm put us all out of commission for about a week. So
We're
getting back on our feet, and we'll have more on Wednesday. But at least on Wednesday show, we'll be back at the funny. Don't worry.
Yeah.
I mean, this is just
New York City did a heck of a job cleaning up.
Yeah.
What
job?
What job exactly?
They opened schools today. Down here, they were still closed.
The schools down here were closed as well in New Jersey.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I know.
That's
shocking.
Only one good thing.
Not when you wake up and then somebody says, oh, yeah, by the way, you can go back to sleep. Are you kidding me?
Like, right.
That's the best thing you could do for kids.
I'm like, I'm already dressed, and then you tell me to go back to sleep?
No, Sunday for me was like...
It's like Jonathan said, yeah, I'm going to wake you up. I'm going to come in, I'm going to sweep the nation, and then I'm going to... Oh, wait, sorry.
Just go back to sleep.
I think we need
asshole.
To focus on this Justin Bieber Twitter fiasco.
Hurrigan. Sorry.
Yep, Justin Bieber's back Justin Bieber's back in the news, number one, because of the fact that,
But let's make the caveat that this isn't the way he wants to be in the news.
Who cares?
It's not for what he did. It's for what a terrorist organization has done. Not him.
Hold on, Allison. And I quote, it says this. It seems ISIS attempts to hijack Bieber's fandom has had relatively minimal results, at least in terms of usage. In a search through the hashtag Justin Bieber hashtag on Twitter uncovers a few post links to the terrorist group. And a whole lot of this. When you join ISIS but still look like Justin Bieber. Which, by the way, I'm looking at this picture, and he does look like a Middle Eastern version of Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
Which is hysterical to me.
It's hysterical. But because he's another celebrity with a bigger following?
Wow.
Who's been in the news for negative shit?
No, my first thought is this. Let me guess. Some of the girls in that terrorist group decided to become fans of Justin Bieber.
Oh God! As much as we're talking about terrorism and terrorists in this way,
it's horrible. But
put it out there that we do not. This is terrible. Especially if they're trying to troll
people. It's hysterical.
Yeah, at the
because
same time it's
Justin
hysterical.
Bieber is the last person you would expect. To be a target, you know?
Right, yeah.
AMC
totally
Press does
agree
not
with you.
Terrorism.
Is this their way of trying to troll people? Because it didn't work.
I'm pretty sure they are trying to troll people because, like, this to me shows, yes, they do have a sense of humor, which is a good thing.
Mm-hmm. But
yet they have a sense of humor.
But at the same time, wow.
Yeah, they have a sense of humor in terms of who they promote.
I love how
in the propaganda video.
I love it though because it's completely unexpected. You know?
Yeah.
It's awesome.
It's awesome, but it really doesn't.
It shows to me that even they have common sense when it comes to music. They have a good taste in music, you know?
Yeah, as much
and
as
it's
their...
not Justin Bieber.
Right.
It's like, just, you know,
wow.
They
know that they're not the best people to... The numerous people troll Justin Bieber. You would never expect anyone who's doing criminal and crimes...
Terrorist activities to actually have all to make fun of Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
Which,
yeah.
by the way,
is hysterical.
Sorry.
I know,
but it makes
me
laugh.
Wow. It's shocking, and I was going, so they're trying to troll Justin Bieber. That's funny, but you never would expect it.
I know, that's the reason why.
What if they want to troll someone with a higher stature, or anyone want to troll someone with a higher stature?
I think, like, after what they did to Russia, they realized, oh, shit, that was a bad idea.
Yeah, true. Which...
But, either way, it's still funny.
Yeah, I can't deny that. It's just a bit twisted. It's twisted, yet funny, but yeah, but we what you and I think making it clear that we're definitely not, we don't approve of this, and definitely terrorism is
This is the only terrorist activity I approve. It's basically trolling Justin Bieber.
I mean, it's funny in it's funny in the fact that when you have something like this, and you know, terrorist women or people who don't ISIS are screaming baby.
What?
Yeah, that's funny. But yet, when you actually look like Justin Bieber, curse of death. Curse of death in so many ways.
It's like, wow. But at the same time,
you
can't help but laugh, you know?
I wonder if any other news media outlet will be covering this. I wonder if Stephen Colbert will be.
Well, he probably will. His show is starting right now. So, yeah, for 11:30, sorry, in a half an hour when we finish. But,
I was going to
say. I mean, this would be something that I could see him having a ball with.
Well, yeah, we have our fun with it. But yet,
yeah.
Like, there are a few more B-list celebrities, like, you know, that would be made fun of. You know, I could see plenty
of
people.
Ourselves being made fun of?
Who what?
Ourselves being made fun of in the future? Ourselves, genius.
Oh, yeah. No.
Red Hood. Really? Really
sorry,
now?
Sorry.
Slap, slappity slap.
Anyway. But, yeah, I think that...
Watch.
In terms of... I think in terms of Justin Bieber, he's probably going, oh, God, what am I doing?
I don't know.
How am I going to recover from this one, which is not my fault?
And, but yet, I mean, I think
In terms of I think in terms of just the following of everything, you know, if you had an honest talk with his manager and going, what the fuck is going on with you?
So it might be good. But we also have to give credit where it's due, that this is never his fault. And pointing it out there that we, nor any outlets, approve of this either.
Well, I mean,
as much as it's
every,
funny.
I think every outlet has their, everyone has their joking manner too. I think
yes.
That. I mean, Johnny, what do you think? Remember what I think.
What?
What do you think
about the
Dave?
about the ISIS trying to troll beer, which is sick and twisted, yet slightly laughable because it's sickening. You would never think that they would try to do this.
If you want to troll somebody, like, try trolling Nickelback. Oh, wait a minute.
They've been trolled.
They're trolling us all.
we're talking about them.
Just kidding, like Nickelback. I admit it.
We can't really deny that this isn't good either. As much as this is a somewhat fun topic, you don't know how far that they could go either with whom else of the celebrity stature that they would want to troll.
Can you imagine them trolling Donald Trump? Ooh, that's gonna.
No, they already have.
No.
They already have,
in a sense. They already have, which he's extreme. He's not happy about, and every other person in the Republican Party is distancing themselves from him. Good on that. So.
I mean, it's incredible to. It's incredible to it's incredible to basically figure that many, many things that are going on. You know, and
we're trying to point out that this isn't good. If this is their way of humor, maybe they needed to reevaluate what they're doing, too.
Well, yeah.
I mean, this isn't a way to help them out, either. It's a sick way. It's totally sick.
It's totally sick, but it's one thing to, I guess, take out, you know, if this is their idea of a sick joke. They've done it.
Yeah, they've done it.
They've done it,
and they've done it in a way where people are talking about it, and not necessarily in the way that they want to be talked about.
No. But yet, the other thing about it is loads of hashtags. I mean, just as Trump's the Trump's stuff. I mean, Justin Bieber has tried to keep out the news for a while now.
Right.
For other reasons. But now
he's in the news because of a terrorist organization. He has enough shit to deal with. As much as I'm not a fan of him, he's definitely not. I don't think he deserves this.
Not as yet. I mean, like, he got
He got schooled when he was getting roasted by numerous people.
And that was years ago now.
No, last year, actually. So
we have to move on to other subjects. Right. So,
yes.
In terms of employment and support allowance should not be cut in the UK. Out of the UK, more people are filing for disability, and more people are saying it should not be cut. I mean, over there they have, you have your Tories
they're
and you have your Lib Dems, and
they're going through worse problems than over here with disability issues.
Yeah, and the fact that the vote next week will cut $30 a week from employment at services and allowance, ESA, for some claimants in 2017. The letter says that it will make it hard for disabled people to find work. Well,
no kidding. No freaking kidding. No. It's like, come on. Come on, let's think about this. If that's your plan to make it harder, you're certainly going to make a lot of people upset.
Yeah. I mean, it's...
For sure.
Definitely, for sure, in a way that the thing about, you know, everything in terms of disability monies, right? In the UK, they used to have they still have it, but it's more than 30 charities and members of the Disability Benefits Consortium, including MenCap, Minds, and Parkinson's in the UK, and three of their peers, including Baroness Tanya, Greg Thompson, the record breaking in Paralympics, signing the open letter from Strong and Smith, that it would push sick and disabled further away from work and closer to poverty. Well, this is exactly right. The fact that
even in the
US, where we, although it's based all around the world, it's broadcasted here in the US, because we all live, some of us, in the US. even if I have roots in London and, you know, the accent is coming back, I don't agree with the fact that, you know, when you get benefits of any kind, it means you're on the poverty level, you know, and earning a way out of that by becoming self-employed, good thing. But
right. But then there's those who may not be able to work. You can't deny those who have issues that are leading people to say, I can't work because of X.
You know, it's almost like the government over the parliament is saying, we have nothing to actually service you.
Which is a bunch of bollocks.
Which is a bunch of bull. Because everybody has everybody everybody has benefits, no matter how much you earn, and also how much tract you have. Traction you have with the government. I mean, I don't think that the government has any right to do what they're doing, specifically to people with disabilities, because what did we do to you? We were born with
nothing.
We did nothing. Well, they did nothing. We did nothing. We're doing something by talking about it. That's the thing. Many people in the UK, and this is something to bring over to Ouch. Ouch podcast, I'm guessing, will be talking to that. If they are pretty much...
You can't deny someone the right to have something if they need it, either. Because what does that do? Doesn't help anyone.
They're gonna they're gonna help anyone who's gonna be helping themselves. You know.
But you also can't deny people who have disabilities who cannot work. No matter how much they could try to get work and have severe enough disabilities, give them the benefits that are due to them. Because why should someone be on poverty level if they're trying, but then have their issues that may not change? I think
right.
Everyone is due to have, should have, the ability to have the life that they so need and deserve. They're not inhuman. They're not anything other than people. And it's sad to say, oh, yes, we're forgetting about people or we're going to make it harder for people who have disabilities so they get off of this. That might be the case, but it doesn't help when people could have severe enough disabilities and can't work. And also, employers are not exactly helping in that matter either. So it's either everyone helps, no matter what country you're in, and breaks the cycle, or you make sure that those people who have disabilities get the proper, they have those things that are due to them, which should be true, should be the case.
Right, right, right.
You can't deny that, Red Hood, either. Because I don't think
like it
if someone said, we're going to do X and X, and wouldn't you be upset? Johnny, wouldn't you?
I'm not denying anything, you know.
I know.
I'm not denying anything. What I am saying is what I am saying is with the fact that they're struggling, you know, the government is supposed to be helping, not hurting.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. It's not a thing.
Okay.
We're going to take it. And then chuck it out the window. Why would you,
do that to anyone?
Why would
that's you? Cruel. That's cruel in so many levels.
Yeah, it's just, it's just absurd, Don't do the thing that you want to do, or don't do that thing. But do everything else. Take action. Go do. Many, many, many people don't. And
that's unfortunate.
It's very unfortunate. It's very unfortunate to be in the situation.
Yeah.
And a country, no less. In the situation. Not a single person. An entire country.
Which makes things 10 times more difficult for the people.
Yeah. It makes things 10 times more difficult and 20 times more difficult for the people receiving wages. What are you going to do? It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense.
I know we have to move on to our other topic with the lovely book that just came out about Trump, which is quite eye-opening if you are a fan of erotica, and yeah.
If you're a fan of erotica, this is the book for you. It was made in 4 hours by a 22-year-old who is now getting famous off of Trump's actual words. That's right, actual words. If you notice in any of his speeches, any of his speeches, he's using the same vitriolic terms that he's used.
Yeah. Okay.
And he just repeats everything. He's like what we're seeing now, and Macklemore and Ryan Lewis are totally right, is the white dinosaur, the last grasp, the white dinosaur dying out. And our people are... our generation is the one who's taking arms at this. But yet...
Right.
Our generation is also the one who is making total mockery of it. And taking the things that he says... And, on the show, we twist everything that he says to suit our purpose.
Yes.
Because he has this emphatic picture that he's trying to spank America. Other countries are saying, get off your fucking high horse,
Dude, come on. You're being silly. Come on.
You're being silly. It's like grab grab your diaper daddies and let's go. You know, because many people are going, "You're fucking kidding me."
Crazy
motherfucker. You know, crazy as awful. And yet, I really hope it gets somewhere. You know what I mean? In terms of stuff regarding the Erotica fans then to turn on Trump, that would be a dream. Because he's not only a sociopath, but he doesn't do his research, and he isn't high-functioning. So, it is one of those things. It just is. It's one of those things. You know, and as for Wednesday, we will have a lot more news. It's a slow news day. Everybody's picking up steam and stuff like that, and recovering from the storm.
Yes.
And so are we. The Jonas storm, that is. But
yes.
That's right. Anyway, I guess that's our show for tonight.
Yes.
Yeah. I think that's for sure. And we will see you back on Wednesday tonight.
Yes. Bye.
Bye.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Way early this morning, Brad Higdon shared a major spoiler alert from everyone's favorite hit show, sad emojis to express his feelings about the plot twist, and a playlist he made to drown out his sorrows? Dude, oversharing alert. Brad, Geico has something worth sharing with those who haven't befriended you. Like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance at geico.com. So stop moping about the post-apocalyptic world and start saving in the real world. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.